Distorted View Daily proudly presents Great Moments in Racism.
Come here, hit me.
I wouldn't waste my fucking breath on you.
Come here, hit me.
Go ahead, take my picture. Want to take my video?
Come here, hit me.
Oh, you're so nice. I'm so glad to have met a fucking shitskin like you.
Keep talking.
I will.
Call me racist
pimps. I
really
like you. I like you.
No, call me racist
pimps. I like the color you are because it comes out of my ass.
There you go.
Keep
saying racist shit.
Yeah, I'm fucking racist. Mm-hmm. I am. I will fucking blow your fucking country up, you fucking shit-skin goof.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, what else?
Keep talking.
What else?
You'll be hearing from my lawyer.
Woohoo! What, fucking shit-skins got money for lawyers nowadays? Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
Come on, she ain't worth the time, man. Come on, she ain't worth the time, buddy. Come on. Come on.
Fucking bitch.
Hey freaks, it's Friday, May 18th, 2018. Coming up on the program today, we relive a listener's painful rape, and it's hilarious. Plus, has racist porn gone too far? Practice on this dummy penis shaft, and following a racist around with a mariachi band.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Stuff my fucking asshole. That's it. Stuff the fucking
shit box. Yes! Tim Henson back here with you, ending the week with the Friday show, and boy, do I have a fun one today. How about a half-hour interview with a rape victim? Doesn't that sound like a hoot? That's exactly what we're going to do, freaks. Lady freaks, recoil in horror. Guys, pull down your pants, reach for some lube, and start jacking it, because this is going to get hot. For some of you, sickos. I was reluctant to do this interview just because, who wants to hear about rape, right? You can't see me, but I'm raising my hand. This all started when Level 80 Cat Lady showed me a picture of her hemorrhoids. Just go along with this. It's really what happened. We were in Discord. She sent me a picture of hemorrhoids because I guess I was talking about them on the show. And I was like, please, that's quite a cluster of large hemorrhoids. I've got to share this with listeners. This would make great album art. And she was like, no. She's all bashful. Doesn't want people seeing her asshole, her hemorrhoidy asshole. And she was like, how about instead? Like, she's making me a deal. How about instead I tell you all about my raping? And I initially passed on that. I probably didn't even respond. I was like, that's okay. But then I mentioned it on the show because I mentioned everything on the show. And you listeners were like, yes, we want to hear the story. And we have questions. Level 80 Cat Lady made it very clear that she's totally cool with the freaks and our brand of humor. That's what you want to call it. She is, after all, a listener herself, a longtime freak. So I took her up on her offer. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Level 80 Cat Lady to the show. Again, I don't know why you freaks want to hear this.
They might just, want to jack off or something, which that's fine.
Jack off to a raping, which sounds about right for my listeners.
I have, it's not a rape fetish so much as it is like, I'm being forced and I'm a submission girl.
Did this rape fetish or this the whole like being whatever you like being dominated or forced to do stuff, was that because of the raping, do you think?
No, I think I had that earlier, but I don't remember because it was...
Well, lucky girl. Look at you. You had a rape fetish and you got raped. Dreams really do come true.
Well, at the time I was 19, so... I'm sorry, I'm so nervous. I've been listening to you for 10 years.
Don't be nervous. Hey, real quick, before I forget... If there's anything that, any question that goes over the line or is just too weird or you don't want to talk about it, we'll have a safe word. How about that? Which is something I know rapists don't ever give you. So I thought, you could just scream Tim's tiny dick and I'd be like, okay, I know we need to move on.
Okay.
Okay, great.
Oh, and I'm sorry as well. It's well known I have cancer, and some of the radiation treatment went to my brain, so...
Jesus Christ!
Occasionally, I might forget a word.
I mean, when are you going to catch a break here? Cancer? Rape?
The funny thing is that I remember having a tumor in my mouth since I was 5 or 6, just one memory of me eating an Oreo and trying to push it up through my tongue. It hurt a lot because I had the tumor in the upper left. It was under from my mouth on the left, so they took out a bunch of that.
Is that the first time you noticed it, like when you were eating the Oreos?
Yeah, and then I wasn't really aware that I should tell my parents.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was around 11 or 12, I realized, like, hey, this isn't right. This is a bump in my mouth, quite a big lump. I think it's cancer. I'm going to just not tell anybody because I don't want to die in a hospital like other fucking cancer patient kids.
Wow.
So for 5 years, I didn't tell anybody. And on my little brother's 16th birthday, they took the biopsy, and then 5 days later, I was told that it was cancer. And I was right, and now I'm a huge hypochondriac.
So you first noticed the cancer from the Oreo, then you let it sit,
yeah.
You let it fester for a good 5, 6, 7 years, because you did. That sounds like what I would do with, like, when I have, like, these rashes, or, like, when I had that headache, I was like, I'm not going to go to the doctor. We'll just see how it plays out. Either it's going to go away on its own, or I'm going to die.
Yeah.
Let's put the cancer aside. Like, life has already dealt you a pretty shitty blow there. And then there's the rape.
The rape happened, it happened about a year after I was cured or less from cancer. It's like, yeah.
It's like, okay, cancer's gone. Now here's something else traumatic to deal with.
Yeah.
So you were 19 when this happened. Walk us through this dream date of yours. Did you know this guy? Was it a complete stranger? Let's get into this, bitch.
Oh, wow. So I'm going to say his name was... I don't know. I almost said Tim. It's like, that doesn't work.
No.
His name is Bob.
Yeah, okay. Tim is a lot of things, but he's not a rapist.
No. after I graduated college, which I only spent 50% of the time in because I had cancer, I was going through treatment, and for like 6 months, I couldn't really do much. I was just tired and exhausted. Like I said, I have brain damage from radiation.
Mm-hmm.
I did lose like 80 pounds though.
Ooh.
When I was a kid from that.
Smoking cancer bod.
Yeah. Cancer diet, great diet.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have it, but sometimes I think like, man, I kind of wish I had the cancer diet, which for me included, chicken broth, vegetable broth, and hot tea. For a while. So basically, it's like you're starving yourself. Not on purpose, though.
Do you think this guy, and I know we haven't even really got into the story, but if you had that pre-cancer weight on you, he wouldn't have found you attractive enough to rape? Can we somehow blame this on the cancer, too? You lost all that weight. You're looking totally rapeable.
Well, the thing is, this is actually a date rape. So I did know the guy.
Okay.
Like I said, Bob, at the time I was 19 and he was 17.
A 17-year-old raped you? An underage kid raped you?
Well, let me get into it.
Okay, yes, please, go ahead.
Sorry.
I'll shut up.
Oh, no, it's fine. You're lots of fun. Anyway, so Bob, I actually... dated for like 3 to 5 months right out of high school, and then, well, not right out because I was 19. So when I was like 19, I dated this guy and he was 17, and the only problem was that he liked drugs, but the drugs he liked was like weed, cough medication, because it has dextromethorphan in it, and that's what medications that end in DM, like D's and dogs.
Right, like Robitussin DM.
Exactly.
Okay. So he was tussing it up.
After we had broken up, we had still been hanging out together with his new girlfriend, who was a lot of fun. And we honestly broke up on irrevocable terms. Sorry, I forget how to pronounce that. And one day, I went to his house, and his girlfriend was there, of course, because I wouldn't want to go by myself, because I wouldn't want her to not trust me as her friend and his son. Boy, was I kind of wrong. I'm glad she was there, but at the same time, I'm not. So, I go upstairs. He lives in an apartment with his mom and dad. Well, I mean, he's 17. I go up there, and his girlfriend is chilling, and he's chilling, and I think they're probably listening to Sublime, because what goes better with weed? Oh, here's an answer to that question for Luke asked. It smells like weed, and Nag Champa incense, and it sounded like Sublime. So there's that.
Oh, that's what, someone wrote in wondering what the rape smelled like. So it's, there's your answer.
Yeah, he said that they didn't say anything.
Yeah.
I was cracking up. So I want to make sure you definitely answer. Okay. So I get there, they're hanging out. I hang out. And one of us says, hey, we're thirsty. Can you go grab us a drink? He's like, okay. Before that, he was fiddling around in his bathroom. I think at the time I thought he was just taking some cough medicine to get high. So he went downstairs, brought us up some drinks in a cup, which you should not trust anybody with that, getting drinks from people you don't know.
But you knew this guy. Yeah. You had dated him. You didn't think he was going to do anything to your drink.
No, but he did. I'm not sure what he gave us, but it felt like roofies. So what happened was he gave us the drinks. Both of us were very tired very soon. So I asked him, do you mind if I lay down on the bed? I'm kind of tired all of a sudden. He was like, yeah, sure. But I wasn't really tired because as soon as I laid down, I couldn't move. I couldn't use my voice, like physically or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so his girlfriend was also drugged. And so she was on the floor, and I don't know why she was on the floor and I got in the bed. But he had one of the sliding mirrors for closets, looking stuff.
Yeah.
I look over and I start seeing them like they were having sex. So after he had sex with her, he came onto the bed. He came onto the bed. He got on top of me like he was straddling me. And he went to the buttons of my pants and pulled them down to like my knees, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh God, is he seriously doing this? Like, I trusted you. I dated you. I was very nice to you. I drove you around because like you and your friends were constantly not smoking pot. So I had to be a designated driver. That's one thing about him that's really shitty. Other than the rape, of course.
Right.
So he gets on top, blah, blah, blah. Unbuckle. Whatever, took down my pants, and stuck his big, hard dick in. Although it wasn't really big, it was like 4.5 inches. But he was 17, so I don't know if dicks grow more after that.
Yeah, I think he's pretty much stuck with a 4.5-inch dick. I don't think it grew anymore.
Well, he deserves it.
So, okay, he's raping you. He's inside. What's happening in your mind?
It's almost like a nightmare. Or, mm-hmm. I mean, it is a nightmare, but, a literal nightmare. because, like, you want to talk to him, but you can't. And that's something that happens. Or you want to move parts of your body, but you can't. It's like waking up to, what's that thing? Sleep paralysis? It's like waking up to sleep paralysis.
Right.
I couldn't move my arms around. I couldn't move anything. I couldn't talk. The only thing I could do was like not look at him. But when I looked over to the side, all that was there were his mirror.
Oh, Jesus.
So it was actually, it was either look up him, like in his face.
Yeah.
Or look at me getting raped. And I think I chose the mirrors. I feel like he was very quick despite fucking his girlfriend, like just then, and I got sloppy sucking. But I don't think it lasted more than 5 minutes, honestly.
Did you feel anything? Because I know you're like, you're in this like weird roofied up stage. Could you feel his dick, or is it like, are you just kind of completely out of it?
I'm almost completely out of it. I don't know. I could feel his dick. It, like, I was paralyzed, but if you touched me, I would feel it. So there's a difference in in being paralyzed and getting touched. So, yeah, I felt it. After that, I fell asleep for, like, 5 hours, and it wore off the medication. So I got out of there, and I left to wherever I lived at the time. I think Southern California. Yeah, that would be right. I didn't tell anybody for good reason. One is that I had only been cured of cancer for like a year, and I didn't want to fuck with my parents or my family again. So I never told anybody about it. Well, I never told my family about it until 3 or 4 years ago. I told my mom, and she made it about her, just like she always does.
Is she a narcissist?
Yes, but she's mostly, very, what's the letter M? Oh, manipulative.
Oh.
I know. one thing else real quick about that, I didn't call the cops mostly because, I was 19 and I didn't, nobody ever talked to me about, like, if you get raped, you should call the police or whatever, and they give you a rape test kit.
Mm-hmm.
But again, this is 9 to 10 years ago. Right. So, I think that's about as much story from me. If you have any questions, of course.
Yeah. Well, when you left,
sorry, it's long.
No, that's okay. When you left the rape scene, I guess. What was your ex-boyfriend/rapist there? Did you say anything to him as you were leaving? Like, what the fuck? Or did you just want to get out of there?
Yes and no. Yes, he was there, but I didn't tell him anything because he was asleep with his girlfriend on the floor.
How long did it take you to get over the, I guess, initial shock?
It's not like it took me overnight to get over the rape. Because, I mean, it is traumatic. You get PTSD from it, although mine's from cancer.
Right. You've got bigger fucking fish to fry than a little rape.
Oh, man, somebody mentioned rape is like candy. And I agreed, but I said, rape is like candy, but it's a Halloween pillowcase full of Smarties.
Wait, Smarties aren't that bad.
God, they're chalk, dude.
There are worse candies, Good and Plenties, for instance, but we're getting off topic here.
God.
Did you ever confront this guy or talk to him again?
No, but he did try to add me on Facebook last year.
Oh my God, the fucking nerve.
Maybe he didn't think I was, like, maybe he thought that I wanted it. Like, you know, I was there, obviously. I wanted to get fucked.
Right, so. You're there, you're a woman, you're a vessel to be filled. Of course, you know, you're ready to get fucked at all times. Let me look at my list of questions from freaks here. This is one. I didn't come up with this. I want you to be aware of that.
Okay, bring it.
When you were being raped, did he complete? Did he, like, come? Because I know he had sex. He fucked his girlfriend first, so he still had some more ammo in the chamber or whatever.
Apparently, but because he actually was courteous enough to put on a condom.
Oh, that's nice. So,
I know, that's nice. Courteous. That's why I'm not sure if he was trying to rape me or not, because he put on a condom.
Right, yeah, he was trying to rape you. Just in case there's any question about that. Just because he put a condom on, you know, he's a courteous rapist, maybe, but he's, you know, he's still a rapist. So the question that was posed real quick is, did you come? And if so, who came first, Tim or you?
It sounded like you said Tim, but I'm partially deaf, so. I did not come because I never in my life, aside from twice, in my almost 13 years of being sexually active. I'm 30. I should mention that, but I'm 30, and I lost my virginity at 17. So, no, I did not come. And he wasn't making an effort to make me come either.
Right. He wasn't trying to pleasure you.
Yeah.
So on top of the cancer and the raping, you've never had an orgasm from sex?
Not from my G-spot. If I want an orgasm, I pretty much have to do it myself during sex. So
here's a question real quick. This is one that I came up with. Why does God hate you so much?
Well, I know why. Because as soon as I realized, I was like 12, I'm like, I have cancer. This is fucked. Fuck you, God. So if he exists, he probably wasn't very thrilled that I was like, how could I?
It's kind of like God is raping you. you think about
he's not Poseidon.
Yeah. That wouldn't be so bad.
Well, he's a god, I would assume.
Yeah.
You know.
Another question submitted by a listener was the rapist a good fuck? Now, I know the rape wasn't pleasurable, I'm guessing. But like when you fucked him as, you know, dating, boyfriend, girlfriend, was he any good?
He was average. I've had smaller dicks than him, and it's about, I'm not saying this to pander to the men or you.
Thank you.
But sorry. but I've had dicks between sizes like 3.5 inches to literally 9 inches. And I would rather have the 3.5 inches than the 9 inches any day. My current boyfriend's dick is above average.
Oh, is it bigger than 9 inches?
But, no, God, no. Oh, okay. I can hardly take his dick. I mean,
I know like a lot of rape. I don't know a lot of rape victims. Just the women I've raped. The way I understand it is rape victims tend to be a little shy when it comes to sex, you know, PTSD and that. Did you find that that was an issue, or are you able to sort of like put that out of your mind?
Honestly, I was having sex as soon as I got a new boyfriend, but not like immediately, like after, I don't know, a few weeks.
Right back on that saddle. Good girl.
I'm
not going to let a little rape slow you down.
I mean, as I'm sure you know, Timmy Boo, you're born asexual or homosexual. Right. So I thought that could change my preference for like men or not want to have sex. So I've had a lot of sex since then, but not like, oh, I was raped since I had sex, you know, like kind of what people say in pornos or whatever. And I do still enjoy it. The other thing is that, I don't know. Did I mention the not quite rape fetish I have?
At the very beginning, when we started talking, you touched upon it. But let's get into that a little bit.
Okay.
So you like pseudo rape scenes where you're like describe that. What's going on?
It's kind of like role play, I think, because it's
okay.
Like I know my boyfriend isn't raping me because they're like, let's go have sex. It's like, yeah. And then I'd say something like, hey, can you be like super rough with me and thank me and, you know.
And you don't think that has anything to do with you being raped? This is something that was inside of you before the the rape incident, right?
I think so. I don't know if fetishes are earned or you're born with them. So, but I have quite vanilla fetishes. So my favorite fetish that is not a real one you can have, or rather not one you can really act upon, is pentacles. That's my thing, aside from, you know, real men.
Like anime tentacle porn, like that sort of thing? You want to be raped by, like, squids?
Oh my god, it is rape, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's the name of the kid that loves to sing about fucking his dog?
Jonathan Nyehouse. I want to fuck my dog.
Yeah, I want to fuck some pentacles. But I do want to.
You should record some music. You could be like the Jonathan Nyehouse of, like, octopus sex. Just for the record, you're not into fucking dogs, right?
Oh, God, no. I don't even have. I'm sorry. Do you, like, not know my name? I am Little Lady Cat. Lady, not
level 80, probably. I want to fuck my cat. We've got another question from a listener. Not sure who this is from, but they obviously know you. I think Scumhook sent this in.
Oh, Scumhook.
Given that you have huge tits, and then he put in parentheses, she really does. I've seen bikini pics. Can she really blame her rapist? Can you? Do you blame your rapist? Because you're so good looking, you got those beautiful big tits. I mean, of course you're going to get raped at some point in your life, I guess, is what Scumhook's question is, or he's inferring.
I don't remember what picture he's talking about, but I think it would have been like a year after my cancer. This is a cancer diet.
That's right. Bikini body, courtesy of cancer.
Yeah. But I've been on a diet, and I try to work out just like me. Officially government official disabled, so I can park wherever I want, etc. So that was one nice thing.
Oh, you're so lucky.
I know. I'm so lucky that I'm disabled.
Well, good fucking grief. There's got to be some perks to your life. After all you've been through, park wherever the fuck you want. Here's another question. At any point, did you ever just relax? Just sit back and enjoy the raping?
No. I think that's a dumb question.
Yeah, that's the correct answer.
Oh, thanks. I didn't know.
That was a dumb question. Did you pick up any tips from the rapist, like sex tips? Did you get any moves from the rapist? And get future lovers to reenact the raping, maybe?
Okay. Well, every guy I dated since then has not been a drug addict. And none of them have abused medications either. Like I said, the only thing he really taught me about was when we were still dating and he gave me a vibrator to borrow. Like, here, try this. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, okay. And I tried it. It was amazing. Not as great as actual sex, though, but pretty good.
Can you orgasm from, like, sex toys?
Oh, yeah, because the only thing I can get off on is not pressure, but focusing on my clit with the vibrator. That's like that or fingering myself for like twice as long without a vibrator.
And the rapist was the one who first turned you on to sex toys or told you about sex toys, right?
Yeah.
So he's not all bad, right? He gave you a little gift.
Yeah, a gift.
Well, you should thank him, really. A couple more questions. Oh, yeah, this is a good one, kind of. So, like, when you're thinking about all the guys you've had sex with, you know, in your mind, I don't know if you keep a tally, do you include the rape in your list of people? I guess you would, because he was your boyfriend and you had sex with him prior to the rape, so he counts.
I count him as one because, I did date him, yes, and he didn't rape me until after we broke up, but I don't count that, the rape as two people because it was still the same asshole. Well,
yeah, I guess so. That makes sense. I think this guy obviously didn't know that your rapist was an ex-boyfriend. Here's another question from the freaks. On a scale of 1 to 11, how moist were you?
despite being a rape, once you, you know, finger or, I don't know, do whatever you want, oral sex to a girl, this is not going to sound good for the other women here. I think you do get some wetness or whatever you want to call it. As you said,
yeah, it's like a biological thing. It doesn't mean you're enjoying it.
Right. It's like when men get raped. You guys can't help it that if somebody starts touching your dick, it's going to get up. It's like, get hard.
You got a little wet down there. It's not because you were enjoying it or anything.
Yeah, his condom, I think, had lube on it. I used to make a lot of wet, I don't know what you call it.
Juices. You got juicy down there. Squirt.
Yeah, I got juicy down there.
Finally, I think the last question is, was there even the slight... Think back and be completely honest. Was there even the slightest bit of enjoyment while being raped?
No, there really wasn't.
There you go, guys, thinking about rape. It's not enjoyable at all for the women.
I mean,
it almost sounds like he was trying to find someone, like some sort of justification, like, well, she kind of liked it a little bit.
No, the only thing I enjoyed was running out of the house. So
that was the best part of the rape, the escape. Okay.
I didn't mean to say the best thing. I mean, the least worst thing.
That's a better way of putting it. Yes, the least worst thing. All right. Well, level 80 cat lady, thank you so much for sharing your story. You never once had to scream Tim's tiny dick. I'm glad we didn't have to utter the safe word or safe phrase.
Well, I wanted to tell them whatever they wanted to know.
Well, thank you. So it was very informative. Thank you so much for taking time to talk with us. I hope this wasn't too traumatic.
No.
I hope I didn't freak you out.
I'm glad because you made me feel quite comfortable when I was a little anxious because I've never been interviewed before, you know.
To be interviewed on.
I know. Can I give a shout out to Chickadee real quick?
Of course.
Hey, Chickadee. Can I sing her song real quick? Just like 2 sentences or so. I owe her horn. Hairdresser, hairdresser, whoa. Hairdresser, 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 hairdresser. There you go. I can do the whole song, but, you know.
Oh, I love that song, hairdresser. Oh, I just thought of a question that I wanted to ask you before you go. Do you ever ask your boyfriend to get you a drink of water, or are you ever, like, weary or leery of him? Like, if he's like, hey, honey, I brought you a cold one, or you're like, I'm on to you.
No, we've been together for 7 years, I told him if he wants to kill me, do it with a shotgun to the back of my head, because apparently that's the quickest way to kill yourself.
That's very romantic. Level 80 cat lady, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me. You were great.
Oh, thank you, Timmy.
You can talk to Level 80 Cat Lady in our Discord. Again, thank you so much, Level 80.
Yeah, thank you so much again. Have a nice day.
You too. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. The Distorted View Sideshow, what are you waiting for? Help support this nonsense. If you like the show, prove it. Go to superfreaksideshow.com, sign up for a monthly, quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. It starts at $6.99, but really, if you opt for like a quarterly or semi-annual or something, it gets the price down to like $5 a month. I mean, do the math up with the yearly and everything divided by 12. It's like $5 a month. Sign up. When you do, you get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do exclusive shows, extended programs, video casts. We've been focusing on exclusive shows. You know, I did that interview with Level 80 Cat Lady. We talked for a good hour or so, and I tried to tighten up the conversation a little bit. Got it down to like a half hour, but there's a couple things that I wanted to share with you guys that I think I'm going to make a Sideshow exclusive. Maybe this weekend I'll post this. She talks a little bit about her tentacle rape fetish. This is what happens when you get raped. You get fucked in the head. She wants like squids to screw her and stuff. And I think she talks a little bit about the hemorrhoids too. We talked about that, I think. And then also, she's an artist, you know, she is a very talented artist. And she talks a little bit about the types of people who are asking her for commissions and what she feels uncomfortable with. It's a lot of bronies, like asking for pictures of like their pony characters and stuff. Just weird. So yeah, I'll post that on the Sideshow, a little bonus conversation with Level 80 Cat Lady. Again, superfreaksideshow.com. We did exclusive shows yesterday and Tuesday. And of course, there's an entire archive over there. So there you go, superfreaksideshow.com. Three quick stories now. First up, we here at Distorted View have been known to play racial porn. I think it's funny. I love it when big dick black dudes are like slapping their hogs all over some blonde bitch's face, making her cry because she doesn't want to have sex with a black guy. Or like the version where like the white girl's just super verbally racist, calling the you know, the black guy bad words, the N-word, and bad words. And then, you know, he just totally fucks her hard because of it. Well, I've got a story about racial porn here. Maurice McKnight, who goes by the stage name Mo the Monster, says his rights were violated when a white porn actress said the N-word twice during a crucial part of their film shoot. Like, if they deleted that part of the scene, nothing would make sense. It was integral to the scene and the film itself. You know how people are glued to their monitors for the plot of porn. All right, so I'm guessing it's like the cum shot, right? Like, that's the one part you actually need in the porn. That's the end, right? That's how you get to the end of the scene, is the jizz. So I'm guessing, like, as he's jizzing or as she's coming, she's like, ah!
Oh,
sick. Crying for nigga dick.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Hold your heels.
That's a black actor saying the N-word. They're allowed to.
Like, they're called nigger toes?
That's my mom. She's very, very white but old, so I guess we're going to give her a pass, too. She thinks that's the proper name for Brazil nuts. Okay, so anyway, you know, at some important part of the scene, the actress said the N-word twice. He's launched a lawsuit against Dog Fart Production. only porn. Jesus, that snuck up on me. I was not expecting to say dog fart. Duh. Jesus Christ, this fucking program. All right. He's launched a lawsuit against Dog Fart Productions and his former supervisor, James Camp, saying he was asked twice whether he'd be okay with the racial slur being uttered. Like, that's the thing I've noticed, and I've seen footage of this, actually. Before the film actually, or the scene actually starts, they record the actresses, right? And they're like, here's what's going to happen in the scene. Verbally acknowledge if you're okay with it. Like, they're trying to protect themselves legally, right? So, all right. So, this guy's going to choke you. Are you okay with choking?
Yes.
Are you okay with being pissed on?
Uh-huh.
All right, he's going to fart in your face, and it's going to really stink.
Okay.
Like, I mean, really stink. He had cabbage rolls for lunch.
Okay.
You know, like, they go over everything. And so the same happened with this guy. They asked him, hey, would you be okay with this woman saying the N-word? And he said no, because he's a normal human being, right? He's like, no, I don't want anyone calling me the N-word. So he refused twice. The filming took place in July of last year, and McKnight claims Camp, who was the director for the movie as well. I thought it was going to be Jim. Jim seems to be a part of all sort of, like, porn drama.
Sorry, I did nine guys in Brazil, but
big
there's
deal.
No fucking way I'm going to put something in my torn pussy.
All right. Now, we still need to get the side view over here of the thing. It's
Why
not hardcore.
You fucking yourself?
It's not hardcore. Would you get out here and we get the side view on the thing? of everybody, because we still got to get the very ending where you had this dumb little pony thing and the ending with the donuts, okay? So let's finish it. Come on, we're almost done. Everybody's waiting out.
He's trying to convince a porn actress to shove something in her pussy that's already been torn and bleeding. Come on, Jim! You're not getting shit! All right, this is a little bit different, though. This is way more serious than a torn cunt.
My purse got stolen, and you couldn't even be nice about that.
Yeah, Jim really is an asshole about that whole purse thing. Anywho, the director approached McKnight saying that their audience likes it when the word is said, especially in biracial videos. The porn star said, "I told him no, I don't like the word." Camp tried to win him over by saying that the actress, Deborah Hinkle, was cool with saying it. Yeah, of course the white person is cool with saying it. McKnight added, "I said, I don't care if she's okay with it. I don't like that word, and I'm not down with it." Despite him twice refusing to consent to the slur being said, Hinkle said it anyway during the moment of climax. In fact, she reportedly said, "Give me that nigger load. Give me all that nigger cum." Please don't isolate that audio. I mean, I guess in all of the ways you can say the N-word, this is probably the nicest. You know, like, oh, she wants to take your N-word load. Give it. I would love it if you gave me that nigger cum, right? I want that nigger cum all over my face. It's a nice thing, right? Kind of. I guess another way of looking at it is like, here's a white person trying to take something from the black man again. Give it to me. You give me that load! First, the Native Americans, we take all their land, and now we're taking black people's loads. But then, you know, the black guy wants to give her the load. It's just, you know, he doesn't like the N-word. All right, McKnight's lawyer, Dan Gillian, says this type of behavior shouldn't be happening in the regulated porn circuit. Speaking to BuzzFeed, Gillian said, "Unfortunately, dog fart..." God damn it. Why do you... "Unfortunately, dog fart makes a lot of money catering to racists in our society, so they were willing to dupe Mo into performing this scene, knowing Ryan Connor planned to use this vulgar language." Who the hell is Ryan Connor? Maybe that's the bitch's real name? "The use of the N-word in the workplace is considered by courts and our society as the most offensive racial slur imaginable. It embodies the evil of racism. The production company and James Camp couldn't be reached for comment when approached by multiple sites." So we'll just have to see how this lawsuit plays out. Second story we have for you today. We mentioned that racist lawyer who was flipping out because employees of a restaurant were speaking Spanish. Again, he must have never, ever been to a restaurant before that moment. At the very least, he's never peeked through into the kitchen because you're going to see some Hispanic people. Well, now a GoFundMe campaign has raised more than $1,000 to send a mariachi band and a taco truck to the New York attorney whose racist rant went viral earlier this week. Aaron Schlossberg was recorded berating cafe employees for speaking Spanish in New York City on Tuesday. He was reportedly kicked out of his office space on Thursday. And why was he kicked out of his office space? Don't get me wrong. This guy's an asshole. And I thought, like, okay, if he had an employer, they should be notified about this is the type of person he is. But, it's his own law firm, right? It's like Aaron Schlossberg and Associates. So at that point, people were like, okay, well, he's his own boss. Why don't we contact the New York Bar Association? And even then, I was like, okay, that's legit. Like, that seems reasonable, right? Because maybe he's trying cases where there's a Hispanic involved, and, you know, I don't know. But you got people on the internet, doxing him, finding his, home address. Like, he's a racist. There's lots of them out there. He has the right to have his horrible opinions. I don't know if I agree with, publishing his home address and shit like that. It really does become kind of like a witch hunt, right? I mean, the mariachi thing is pretty funny. Follow this guy around. All right. Aaron Schlossberg was recorded berating cafe employees for speaking Spanish. He was kicked out of his office space on Thursday and had a formal complaint filed against him by a New York congressman. I'm guessing his landlord kicked him out. I'm not sure on what grounds. He has a lease, right? And I don't think there's an asshole clause in the lease, you know? Maybe there is. You can't discriminate based on race. Maybe that's where they got him. I don't know. It just seems really weird. All right, so he was reportedly kicked out of his office space on Thursday and had a formal complaint filed against him by a New York congressman. Schlossberg couldn't be reached by the telephone number listed on his firm's website. The Twitterverse also wanted to respond to his bigoted tirade. The alt-immigration Twitter account suggested sending a mariachi band to sing La Cucaracha at Schlossberg's office. I think they also, like, hacked his website to make it... I don't know if they wrote it all in Spanish or they said, like, now in Espanol or something. There's the mariachi band. Looking at a picture of the hacked website, I'm not sure if it was just like a Photoshop job or if he actually did hack the website. The law office of Aaron M. Schlossberg voted NYC's most hateful business and commercial weasel attorney. And there he is in his suit and his Make America Great Again hat. That looks like that was Photoshopped in there. Mark Goldberg launched a GoFundMe campaign to raise money for the band, which is slated to play the song, whose English title is The Cockroach, raising $500 to send a mariachi band to cheer up the staff and attorneys at the law office of Aaron M. Schlossberg after a difficult day, he wrote on the GoFundMe page. The campaign raised more than $1,000, and Goldberg noted that any leftover money would be used to send a taco truck lunch to the staff. The date and time of the event aren't being shared, according to the GoFundMe page. It will happen very soon, though, Goldberg wrote. We are also checking with NYPD today to see if any permits are needed just in case. That's Twitter justice for you. Final story we have for you today. Firefighters have to prepare themselves for some pretty hairy situations. In Germany, they're doing exactly that. The problem is everyone over there seems to love their butt plugs and penis rings. And when you've got more people using penis rings, you're going to have more mishaps with the penis rings, and that's going to put firefighters in high demand. The sex toy gets a little too attached to their owners and requires urgent removal. Getting rid of a stuck penis ring or butt plug isn't an easy task. It requires delicate care and attention. It means firefighters have to be trained properly. Oh, there's like new penis training dummies. It means firefighters have to be trained properly before they can tackle an emergency. At a seminar for 600 firefighters in Dresden, East Germany, firefighters learned exactly that. Images from the course show trainees around a dummy with a lifelike dildo emerging through a heat shield blanket. On this occasion, a penis ring was trapped on the shaft of the dummy's manhood. I remember, like, in sixth grade, I had to take, like, everyone in school had to take, like, a CPR class, and they had that dummy, and you're supposed to put your mouth over it, and, you know, it's supposed to be like, you know, someone was drowning or whatever. It was super boring. Well, here's a way to spice things up. Give that dummy a pussy and get something stuck up in there. And have the children fish it out with their little tiny fingers. You know what I mean? Be fun. All right, on this occasion, a penis ring was trapped on the shaft of the dummy's manhood. The seminar, titled Maschinenfrau, or Mechanical Failures, showed them how to remove the ring without harming the unfortunate man. Instructor Eric Forberg, 39, explained sensitivity and delicate work counts. First, the penis is bandaged to prevent injuries from flying sparks, and then a paste able to absorb up to 4,000 degrees Celsius is spread on the penis. And the ring to prevent burns. Oh, a spatula is then inserted. Oh, no. Ow. Oh, between the member and the ring. Oh, so you just sort of wedge something in there between the shaft and the ring before it can be cut off with a grinder. The delicate procedure should take less than 15 minutes. Rescuers have been called to free crochet needles stuck in a man's urethra. A penis trapped in a bottle's neck. And even an apple inserted up a man's rectum. One weightlifter in Worms, West Germany, spent 3 hours having his penis removed from the central hole of an iron weight. The weight had to be shattered using a grinder and then cut up with a vibrating saw. Firefighters on the course say the training is no laughing matter. Trainee Matthias Ling, 36, said the training is not fun for us, but rather requires the utmost concentration. The patient is in enough pain, after all. So at least they're taking things seriously. I don't think a sixth grade class would be able to do that. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Oh, real quick, I did promise that I was going to give away one of the Super Nintendo Minis today. Well, I would like to congratulate DV listener John, Sideshow member John. John wrote in, thanks for setting up the contest. I submitted reviews on the following services, Podchaser, Stitcher, and iTunes. He hit three of those services. I think he deserves an SNES. Thank you so much to everyone else who took time to spread the distortion. I've got one more of these things to give away, so if you didn't win, that's okay. I've got another one for you, maybe, possibly. You might just win that one. Sideshow member John, congratulations. I will get your address and mail that off to you ASAP. Now for some voicemails. Love to hear from you, freaks. 206-666-4463. Call in, say hi. There are other ways to contact the show, though. You can email me, show@distortedview.com, if you want to send me a link to something you would like to see featured. Of course, I'm all over social media, Twitter and Instagram. I am at Distorted View and Facebook.com/Distorted View Show.
Tim, Big Moist. Just calling in. Not really going to have a point. I'm going to suggest something stupid. It's not really going to happen because it's already been happening. I'm just going to ramble on for a couple minutes. You should do this. You should put your stuff on YouTube. Get a little more recognition.
Okay.
I know you play cum farts and all that, so should it be against YouTube's audio rules? But
yeah,
you know,
I don't know. I've already been demonetized. I'm not going to be making any money off of YouTube, which is fine. I just want more people to discover the podcast. And actually, I did post a couple videos, stuff that I posted on Facebook video first. And that was up on our YouTube channel earlier this week. If you are not subscribed, it's youtube.com/distortedviewshow.
Jigu, Timmy Boo.
Not just Distorted View. It's youtube.com/distortedviewshow.
Jigu, Timmy Boo, it's Canadian Sideshow Freak, Sunshine, Bunny Crush. I'm calling in because yesterday on the show, you played a voicemail from some guy that claimed that in Canada, when you moved, you had to, like, register with a federal agent? No. No, that absolutely is not a thing that happened.
That didn't sound right.
Here. I've never fucking heard that, and I've moved, like, four times. We do have an abundance of bears and a bunch of other shit, but no, you can freely move up here, right? I just want to clear that
up. It's almost like a free country up there.
For anybody that thinks that Canada is some sort of government-regulated shithole. Anyway, your show is amazing, and I enjoy paying you money for it. Jigu.
I enjoy taking your money. So thank you very much. Those were a couple of Patreon calls. Now let's do a regular.
Hey,
regular
Tim, Lifetime Sideshow member Carl here. And some fucking faggot called like a week ago saying that he wanted you to listen to all of Sparlham Fuckers. Like, voicemails? Yeah, that guy can go fuck himself, and, you know, like, all those fucking calls.
I was waiting for the anti-Spiral Hamfuckers to call.
Yeah, that guy can go fuck himself, and, you know, like, all those fucking calls. All those voicemails are fucking shit. God, I wish Spiral Hamfuckers would have just fucking ended it after his wife left him. Don't listen to those fucking calls. They're terrible. Just fucking skip them like you always have, and fuck that other guy who thinks you shouldn't. Also, like, you're a faggot, Tim. Take it easy.
There is some advice for Spiral Hamfucker.
Why don't you just kill yourself?
Pretty much wraps it up from him. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it all good?
Rape my boy pussy. Rape my boy pussy.
Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. I'll be back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, bye, everybody.
Holy fuck. Ooh. Bristol 7, Revenge of the Churs right there.